Hey, welcome back to The 5-Minute Strategist. And today, I want to chat about that thing that you're avoiding in your business. I'm always amazed that I can unload the dishwasher while I wait for the kettle to boil when I'm making a cup of tea. In my mind, it's a task that's going to take at least 30 minutes and be mind-numbingly dull. So I avoid it until, like a toddler, I need to make it into a race. And I race the kettle to see how much I can get done before it boils. And hey presto, the chore I've been avoiding all day is done. So what is your business dishwasher? What are you avoiding right now? Our brains are designed to close loops. You didn't want to be like strolling along the savannah, wondering if you'd really escaped the lion or if it was quietly stalking you from the side. You wanted to be sure that you'd closed out that adventure. Open loops are like browser tabs. You know how when you have multiple browser tabs open on your computer and your computer gets slower and slower and slower and more glitchy? That's what's happening in your brain. They are sapping your mental energy. They're nagging at you and creating this buzz in your head of unfinished business. Think about the effort and the energy it takes to think about the thing that you're avoiding multiple times a day, or to feel guilty about the fact that you haven't already done it. As a small business leader, you are already in a haze of decision fatigue and overwhelm most of the time. So adding one more thing to think about on an open loop seems like a bad idea if it's something that can be easily resolved. You'll find with each loop that you close, you get a piece of focus and drive back, which then helps you get more things done, which ticks things off the list, which closes another tab, and you get more focus and you get more drive, and it becomes this wonderful loop of improved productivity, better decisions, and a more streamlined path to your goals. We tend to avoid for a couple of reasons. The first being fear that we won't be able to do the thing, or fear of the result, good or bad. So if you notice that there's one particular thing in your business that you just can't seem to do, you know you really need to do it, it's important, it's impactful, but you just can't seem to do it, you might want to take a step back and ask what not doing the thing is getting you. Is it keeping you safe in some way? Does it stop you having to have conflict with someone? Does it stop you having to put yourself out there? Does it stop you from failing publicly? And in the face of uncertainty, it's natural to feel hesitant. We're geared for survival, right? We are not destined to run at the lion. So if we feel unsafe, we're going to avoid. If we do have to take a big step into the unknown, that can feel daunting, but it's also essential for your business's growth. The other area that tends to come up when we're avoiding something is perfectionism. We're not sure we can do this particular thing the best in the world, and so we delay and delay and delay some more. And 9 out of 10 times, your B-minus work is exactly what someone in your audience is waiting to hear. They don't need A+. They just need you to get something out. They just need the offer or the blog post or the social media graphic. I used to be so in my head about blog posts needing to be perfect and never be amended that I couldn't hit publish on any of them. This was a throwback to my formal corporate style of writing. And it wasn't until I worked out that doing a podcast fits so much better with me. I can turn on a microphone and talk. I don't have any baggage around it. So sometimes you need to just find a different direction to come at the thing, or maybe somebody else to tell you that you're overthinking it and to just do it. We tend to focus on how long the thing is going to take to justify our avoidance. But the real time and energy zapper is that procrastination. It's that open loop and the anxiety that it's creating. And we all know from experience that the thing that we've been thinking about for 3 months generally takes 5 minutes to do, if we can just get started. And sometimes that might mean that you need to figure out what the worst possible outcome is of you taking that step that you're afraid of you putting something out there that isn't the most perfect thing you've ever done, and creating a plan to mitigate that particular outcome. Sometimes it means asking for perspective from somebody else who isn't as close. And sometimes you just need a sounding board to talk to about what's going on behind the scenes of what you're avoiding. If you can ask yourself what you are avoiding right now and why you are avoiding it, you take that step towards clarity and towards action. This misconception we have about the time and effort it's going to take us to do something can cause us to delay critical decisions, to miss opportunities that are in front of us, and eat away at that work-life balance, right? Even if you're outside of work, you're still thinking about that thing that you haven't done. Look, not everything is a quick fix, but if there's something that you're avoiding that you could tackle head on right now, you're going to get a quicker resolution, a sense of accomplishment, and that fuels that momentum. You're ready to try the next thing. On the other hand, avoidance turns small, manageable issues into complex, costly emergencies the longer they're left. If you can recognize that the risk of avoidance outweighs the time and effort, quote unquote, that you think it's going to take, you'll be more inclined to take that first step, to act swiftly. And that is what's going to keep your business moving forward.